It's Tuesday. I can't remember how it goes from there.
It's Tuesday with the Graham Grin Grincast. As sometimes, you're Jackman, and joining you is me, Aaron. Hi.
Well done. I got stage fright. Playing Moldbreaker today are me and Aaron, as said.
Yes.
We saw this, it looks cute, and we're going to play it. So I think we just hop in then, shall we?
Exactly. I quite like bread, so this is very exciting for me.
Sliced bread bun, and something.
Did you
Eating
know?
The bread world.
All loading screen art is concept art made by members of the team.
This is very much a controller game, it seems. Yes, it is.
I like that your tail is a waffle.
Your beak is toast. Maybe. No, it's not actually, it's just a beak. Also, there's a lake of cookies and milk.
And you can swim in it. Or, well, walk in it.
There's also pictures of cute anime women. Actually, just one, and her hair is baguettes.
That's awesome.
Oh my god, you can attack. It makes a little noise. Ah, hey-ya, if you will.
Perfect.
Entering the first world. Oh no, Aaron, there's mold.
Oh no, but I don't like mold. I had a bad experience with mold one time when I was in undergrad.
Because I fell into the mold juice. Okay, so I can't jump there. How do I heal myself? Can I heal myself?
You can't undo the mold, my friend.
You need to break the mold.
Also, only shooting stars break the mold.
These are also wafers, and it's cute. The little wafer platforms. Oh no, there's zombie bread. I've cured a piece of bread.
You've cured bread?
Yes. By smacking it with my waffle tail.
Oh, you can cure bread by smacking it.
Yeah, I'm almost a mold zombie. What would you call a mold zombie? Is it just a moldy?
Mold zombie, I guess. I've cured 2 bread, but gained 20% mold in the process. I am sad now.
I've got 10% of bread left. I'm not doing well. I am 90% mold. You've got to love the character design. It's so cute.
It is very cute. I really appreciate it.
It's a loaf of bread. That's a platypus, but their tail is a waffle.
Yes. I also love that these caramel waffle things are just floating around. It's very nice. It's very fun.
What's double jump?
Is there a double jump? There's like an egg thing over there that I kind of want to get.
I found a new yeast of power, leg dandy. Okay, no double jump. Oh, I'm dead.
Oh, frick. Oh, you die if you fall into the moldy milk. I did not realize it was moldy.
Platypus fact. Males have venomous spurs on their hind legs. They can really sting.
I'll go back and get that egg thing later.
So, if you lose, you lose all your power-ups. So it's just...
Dang it.
From zero.
Yes. I am now 40% mold. Jumping is not always easy. But this is a very cute design.
they are excuse for being cute.
Yes. Yeah. Timing the jumps is not always as easy as it feels like it should be. Leg day. Very good. I found the yeast of power.
Well done. There seems to be like a 3-hit combo you can do. Seems pretty powerful.
Oh god,
into the goop. I will say the music's a bit, I don't mind it, it's a bit repetitive.
Yeah, it's nice and gentle, but it really isn't doing a lot for me. It could be a lot more bread.
Could be much more bread themed, I agree.
I have gained one of these blue flame things that might be an egg, I'm not sure. But there's lots of pretzels everywhere, and I appreciate that. Now that I can double jump, I'm unstoppable. Also, if you position your camera just right when you're on the moving platforms, they kind of just sort of do weird things. Like, it kind of just sort of jumps around a lot.
I wonder if their movement is tied to the camera somehow.
Maybe. That would make sense.
I wish I could heal. Healing would be nice.
Healing would be very nice. Ooh, looks like I have a split path here. I could jump up some steps. Or I could just go to the right.
Oh yeah, at the same point, though, I am very low on health. I've got 15% toast left.
I just got down to 10. I thought you were already at 10.
I died once.
Oh, that's right.
And if you die, you have to start all over again, which is a bit of a bummer. Since I'm not finding many ways to, heal.
Yeah. If you die in the game, do you die in real life?
Only mentally.
Okay.
I'm at 5% toast.
Okay, it looks like that was just a path back to the beginning over there.
Which way did you go?
I went up, but I'm looking down at the other path, and it looks like it just leads you back to the beginning. I'm not sure. I think it does.
I'm gonna go up. Okay, no, not the toast. I'm giving up on that route. I'm going back to the beginning.
I do like that this like a mushroom is like a thing of nicely toasted bread.
It is. I'm going back to the beginning. There's the milk thing. I think I can get there now.
Yep, dead. I died.
D-E-D dead.
I did indeed dead. I died by a hazard. It's a skill issue, according to the achievement.
That's really nice.
You can hold the jump button to rise even higher.
There's a hidden picture of Baguette San.
In each level?
I don't know, I just found one near the beginning where the toast, milk maze is.
Oh.
The milk sea.
I see. Oh, hey, yeah, there is a double jump thing over there that I should try to attempt when I unlock the double jump again.
You mean near the beginning?
Yes, at the beginning.
Yeah, that's the first place I dropped into the milk.
I forgot that was a path back there.
How do I heal? How do I get rid of mold? Help. Help me, Platypus.
I don't know if it's possible to.
It has to be, because otherwise this is quite difficult. So, I mean, the regular enemies can be a bit hard to dodge.
Yeah, they absolutely can.
They inflict 20% of mold damage.
Yeah, and just touching them hurts, too.
And then there's the big one that's guarding the double jump. That's tough.
You definitely sort of dance around them if you want to actually get anything done.
You can, but it seems but,
like
it's too
slow and is a little annoying. It seems like that's not how it's meant to be designed. It seems like you're supposed to be able to, like, yeah.
Oh, sorry, go on.
Yeah, I just mean that, like, it seems like the game wants you to be doing the combos, but it's too risky to actually do that.
Especially if there are no healing opportunities. We need to collect all the bread crumbs.
My second time through, I have gotten down to 20% way faster.
So, oh god. There's an interesting one coming up. It is a volcano of yeasty disgustingness.
Oh, great.
It's also a poozle.
A poozle? I love poozles.
So there's a last bit of milk. I'm guessing that's milk. I don't know what it is.
I maybe should just die and try again, honestly.
That is the feeling I'm getting, though. Oh, crap. I'm dead. Damn it. After you get up there, up to the thing, you're pretty close to the end.
I see the hidden picture. Is there a way to, like, get it?
You just press Y and it makes an anime girl sound.
Oh, okay, I see. I lost a decent chunk of my health getting to the secret picture.
Yeah. Okay, my controller stopped working.
Lovely.
Guess I'm doing it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah! Maybe we're all so proud of you.
Maybe this will improve my gameplay now that I'm on the mouse and keyboard. Okay, wow. The attacking is suddenly way faster.
Oh, really?
Maybe that was a bug. Might have been a bug.
What's the attack button?
Left click.
Oh.
Nope, it was a bug. For some reason, I did like twice the attack speed.
Oh, well, dang. That would have been nice if it was faster.
Yeah, I'm down to 60% toast.
I'm at 19% toast.
90.
90? Oh, very cool. I'm at 19.
Wait, how'd you get to 90?
I was briefly in the milk for a second.
Oh, that's a saying somewhere. Oh, I was briefly in the milk.
I was briefly in the milk, you see. I was, you know, briefly in my milks. Oh, frick. Okay, no, we're fine. Just lost progress. Didn't actually fall into the spikes.
Everything's cool. It's cool as a cucumber. Are cucumbers cool?
They can be. Unless you cook them. Oh, frick.
Down to 40% toast. That is noticeably less toast than I would like to be.
Yes, exactly.
How toast would you like to be on a scale of 1 to 100?
Toast, specifically?
Yes.
Zero. I'd rather be bread.
What about a sandwich?
A sandwich? Like, I'd be two bread with stuff in between myself? Yes, sure, that wouldn't be too bad. Do I have to be toasted?
20% toaster and I'm scared.
I'm under 20% toast as well.
I'm 10% toast. I'm dying, Aaron.
I'm sorry, I can't help you. It is weird, though.
It is. I mean, apparently, it would seem that the levels aren't very long. Oh, God, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Aren't very long.
Which makes sense for how difficult some of the jumps can be. But, like, at the end here, like, I am doing the same jump over and over again, and I'm not getting it. I'm just not hitting it. I mean, I've been able to maneuver thusly so that I avoid dying, which is nice.
No, dying is nice.
But the thing, like, is, I'm only consistently landing the jump properly every so often. It seems like the height is not always perfect. God dang it. And then you have to, like, restart from the beginning of the climb.
Yeah. And as we've discussed a few times now, the inability to heal is a big thing.
Yeah.
Like that's usually a staple of these kinds of games.
Yeah.
Get hit, then you heal.
Yeah, like, I get that part of it is, like, you know, the levels are fairly short, and so it's not too bad to have to go through them like this, but it's...
But then again.
Yeah. If you just happen to get ahead of... Okay, finally made it up!
I'm 20% toast. I'm going to die.
Okay. Defeat this enemy without taking any toast damage. Now there is just a bottomless pit between me and the end.
The yeast volcano.
Yes, the yeast volcano. Imagine if I fall in, I will just die. All right.
Hello, Richard Smithson. Oh, once moldy, always moldy.
Once moldy, oh, hey! Nikki's also redeemed Hydrate Stretch and Posture Check.
Okay, yeah.
Perfect time to drink from the yeast volcano.
Okay, stretching out my back. Ow!
Yes, but once moldy, always moldy.
And my posture is, as always, horrid.
Alright, stretched nicely. All good.
I did.
Thank you, Nikki.
Fighting toast. I can't fight toast and drink at the same time.
I hydrated. Alright, let's see. So that one will go there, I think. And that one is over there. Yeah, I have no idea how to do this.
I just jumped around and hoped for the best. That was my tactic.
That's a good tactic. I'm just trying to get the collectible. Frick! Nope! Okay, thank God. Ah!
Did it fall in the yeast volcano?
I almost did. Okay, I unlocked the thing. And now I have to go back. I have to go back.
To the future?
Sorry?
You need to go back to the future?
Nope, nope. I needed to go back to a point where I could jump from thing to thing.
Did some very pro toast Platypus gameplay.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's very pro toast.
So this is
I made it.
Eric, this is well done. Congrats. You can tell me what's on the other side.
It's the hub world.
Erinicky, this is called Mold Breaker. It's a free-to-play game on Steam that we have in the sports. There's very little story. You are a bread platypus, a toastapus, waffle guy, and you need to eat the crumbs and get the magic milk flame.
Yes, and all throughout you can also collect crumbs and calories. That's what the yellowy things are. They're calories.
Calories? Okay.
Yes. I got the achievement for picking up every calorie in level 1 and for every crumb in level 1. Because I'm a very special gal.
You are a special gal.
It looks as though, so far, 100% of players have died. 100% of players have cleansed 3 moldies. But only 75% of players have died by a hazard, and only 50% of players have obtained a yeast of power and picked up every crumb in level 1 and every calorie in level 1 as well.
No! I got yeeted into the yeast. I am very moldy.
Also,
is there a level 2?
Yes, there's three levels. Also, it seems that the gal with the baguette for hair, her name is Panchan. Panchan.
Bread Chan.
Bread. Pan, yes. Bread.
I mean, if it doesn't exist already, I'd be surprised.
Apparently there's also an achievement for trying to cheat, and one for letting a moldy get cleansed by another moldy. I'm not sure how you'd do that.
If they hit each other, the mold just breaks?
Maybe. That would be pretty fun. I can try that later, I suppose. No idea how to cheat.
Okay. No idea how to cheat, though. No! Oh, dearie me. So, if you fail the level, you fail forever.
One thing
Did
that...
You know, mold is bad.
Yeah, one thing that worked for me in that section was like holding out both jumps and like maybe like jumping first, like you hold down a jump and then you move forward as part of your second jump, because you can double
jump.
Jump
up and then jump forward.
Yes, jump up and then jump forward.
I'm just getting impatient now, so I'm making mistakes.
I tried to like quickly hit the double jump twice and it didn't work a lot of the time. And you are absolutely right, Nikki. The enemies don't give a very solid tell for their attacks usually. Sometimes it's impossible to get out of the way.
Sometimes you can't avoid mold. That's how it is.
I'll be trying the second level now. There's 75 crumbs per level, which is fun.
I should make huge streams until you're making progress. I'm just stuck.
I mean, I guess I could stream, but maybe, but it'd be fun to just sort of, you know, let me be, you know, the master of this game and give you advice. Looks like there's some wafers around that will disappear if you land on them. Also, there's like a weird mound on the ground here. I want to drop down and see if I can interact with it. Nope, it's just a platform. Oh, it's a spring. That's interesting.
Is the music different?
I think it is, yeah.
Good. This loop's starting to create a tiny bit. I mean, it's not bad as far as simple loops go. Oh god, loops go.
Found the second secret poster.
All praise Pan Chan.
All praise Pan Chan.
Fun fact, that's why in Dragon Ball, whatever you want to watch, GT or Super, it's called Pan because Pan's red and they are food themed.
Yay!
First, I'm not
I'm
sure what.
I'm having trouble getting to Pan Chan.
You must earn Pan Chan.
It's just.
It is a weird. A power...
Maybe there's a power up to get to her. That's fair. Maybe a triple jump?
Or a spinny thing. But look at this little guy.
Oh, guys, they are horrible. The eyes are a big part of it.
It's got a very strong Perry the Bad Platypus energy.
Perry the Platypus!
It doesn't have a hat, so you can't know that.
Oh, sorry.
A platypus! Better be an old skin or achievement that you can unlock to get a fedora.
That would be very funny. Oh, frick. These ones have
no
projectiles of mold. Goodness gracious.
They're spitting mold at you. Oh god, no.
Yes.
Losing well. No.
They also have like fun little wizard's hats.
Huge but deadly.
Yes.
I went from 60 to 30 mold. So it tells percent. Percent. Yeah.
There's another secret calorie over here that I can't get to yet, so I assume there's a power-up that I'm missing.
Seems to be the theme that you get the power-up and then you get the things.
You mean if you go back and get all the things? Which is fair.
It's fair, though. It's not... Well, to be fair, it's not fun. I mean, I don't mind backtracking, but it's a bit obtuse.
Ah, found the next upgrade.
Okay, what is it?
I haven't gotten to it yet. I'm still fighting a toast boss. A toast mini boss.
Still working on the bloody first level.
Alright, here we are. It's a dough dash. You can dash, which dodges attacks. Oh, that's nice. That probably should have come sooner.
That should be built into our little joey friend, but I'm not a platypus expert, so what do I know? Or a bread-making expert, or a waffle expert. I don't know things, that's the gist of today.
I like waffles.
You like stroop waffles?
I like waffles.
What, stroop waffles?
Your waffles are okay. It's pretty cute, actually, to do the dash.
Well, I'll take your word.
It does a little flip. Do you like little flips?
All the milk. I don't mind a little flip. Where do I go? There do I go.
Yes.
No!
I got to the poster. She's holding up the little bread guy and it's very cute. I'm at 70% mold, 70% bread.
So I think the game just froze.
Oh no. It looks like it did on your end.
Yeah,
that's not good.
Okay, that's not what you want to see. Just a minute.
As sad as it is to see bread getting moldy, though, it is cool that the mold sort of grows over time as you get hit on the actual character model.
Yeah, there's a continue button. Where do I end up? This game was made by 19 students.
Oh, 19 students. That's a lot of students.
I'm at the beginning of the game. Oh, by the way, I'm not sure you know this, but the thing that has the three pictures of Pan-chan in the hub world is a toaster.
Oh, it's a toaster? That's awesome. Okay, so I've been sort of standing next to these two toast guys, and I've been trying to get them to attack each other. I don't think I have succeeded yet.
Maybe the third power that we can control the toast.
That would be fun.
You know, the power to, I don't know, heal.
Oh, that would be very cool.
Though maybe it was hard to program, who knows. Oh, I didn't notice. There are little pretzel flowers near the first, like...
Yeah.
Or the second... The milk drop you can find, the calorie, whatever it was.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. A weird thing I've just noticed in the second level is there's a section that's, like, designed for you to, like, do a jump and then, like, a dash with the new power-up, but you can actually just double jump on the second bit and you can just get there perfectly okay.
Yeah, that's tends to happen quite a bit. Like, you get a power or whatever and then you just can't, you don't actually need it. Also, yeah. I think I just cheated a bit. Don't tell the fans.
Don't tell the fans that you did what?
I cheated a bit.
You cheated a bit? How did you cheat?
I didn't get the achievement, so I didn't cheat enough. But I managed to get the calorie thing at the Shroop Waffle section early. And I died, so it doesn't count.
How did you do that?
Jumped near the walls.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Managed to get the second calorie in level 2.
Okay.
Oh, I got the crumbs, too. That's weird. Where's the last calorie, then? I see the ending there, but maybe... Is the other calorie somewhere back here and I missed it?
Man, this jumping is not exact, is it?
It is not.
I'm just going to speedrun this, I think.
I might just go through this level a second time and just finish it and then, you know, go back through to get the calories. Don't want to potentially lose my progress.
Might be a good idea.
Ooh,
the
whims
of...
I passed through some moldy bread by dashing. It was very fun.
Oh, we're on an ad break.
Oh no! That is a toaster. It's very cute. Alright, I'm gonna try that second level again to get... I missed the first of the... Of the things. Probably because there was a thing early on that I forgot to grab. Or forgot to go back to.
I'm doing an illegal and just speedrunning.
You're doing an illegal? How could you do an illegal? That's against the crime.
The toast platypus told me it's okay.
Huh. That's weird.
If I can't trust a platypus made of toast and waffles, who can I trust?
That's a good point. It's odd. The level said that I had the second two and not the first one, and yet I'm going through and I don't see anything earlier on. Maybe I'm just missing it.
You probably do. You have the ability still.
Yes.
At least in the first map, it was somewhere nearby that you need to use the ability.
It was like right at the start. But like right at the start here, there's not really a second path I can see.
You need to dash through something.
Maybe, but it hasn't really been like. A thing. Like, I haven't really been able to use a dash to, like, break through anything. I wonder where this could be. Oh, apparently the way that you cheat is just by entering the Konami code.
Did you figure that out by just trying, or...?
I was looking for a guide to see where the the first calorie is, there is not. And then...
I'm pretty happy that this thing has guides.
Yeah, but it's only a guide for the Konami Code, but it's pretty cool that it has that guide. Also, the thing that happens when you do the Konami Code is very funny.
You can't do the Konami Code at the moment.
Oh, there it is. Up. I found the calorie.
Up, down, down, left, right, left, right. Oh. I didn't see, what did he do?
Sorry? You sort of, like, get a little sparkle boost. It's very
funny. Playing in a Steam controller, so putting in, entering D-pad inputs is not easy.
That's fair.
Did I just go to the third level? I think I did.
You went to the third level? Oh my goodness, how could you do that?
I just went to a door. It was open.
Doors don't open, you silly.
I think I found the wizards you mentioned. Ooh, maybe I can get the wizard to fire out the big goof.
Well, that's an idea.
Hang on a minute, that effect's from Zelda.
How dare they?
Well, the big toes did take damage. I think he flinched.
Toasty!
Hey, wizard. Out.
And there. Level finished. And all calories gained. Very nice. Thank you. I do kind of wish the hub world were a little bigger, but it's fine for what it is.
Yeah, for like a demo / student project, it's fine.
Exactly. I would just love a space to do more with the cool new powers I have instead of going to the levels, but that's just me. And it's still a very nice little like hub area, like with a toaster with all of the cute banchans and the lake of milk with the cookie rim. It's very cute. It's a good design.
It is. I did it!
Very cool.
What's the power up? Oh, I think it was Doe Dash, so this is the same level, I guess.
Level 2 with the dash. Now it's time for level 3, down the Milky River. Crumblefield is level 2, and Scalen Bread Kano is level 1. Oh, less crumbs this time. 69. Kind of surprised no one wound up saying nice down there.
Yeah.
There is a baguette rolling around and is making it difficult to actually go anywhere.
How dare the baguette?
Sorry?
How dare the baguette?
Agreed.
It is the simple law of Pan Chan.
Yes. Actually, no, it's more of a breadstick.
Yeah, through a level.
Third level. I am having a lot of trouble with the very beginning of this third level, honestly.
Let's see. I've been speedrunning so far.
There we go, made it through.
Huh. I wonder.
And... Oh, there. Oh, okay. Oh, you can also... increase your airtime a bit by attacking in midair.
Interesting. I like the music in this one.
Yeah.
Bit of guitar. Don't shoot me, Mr. Mage.
Frick.
You know, there's two toast guys. Oh, God!
Two toast guys? Oh, no! That's not
two
good.
Toast guards.
Toast evil gods. I see. The toast gods.
Guards. Don't mock my English accent.
Sorry.
Fine, don't worry about it.
I apologize. Do you believe in the toast gods?
No. They left us to rot in the yeasty blackness.
That they did.
Ooh, that color is going to be fun to get. Good thing I'm not going to care.
What?
There's something about this platforming that's very imprecise.
Yeah, I've definitely gotten that sense.
I mean, to be fair, this is made by students. And considering that, it is absolutely charming and lovely.
Yes.
But as a game journalist person, I can't help but notice.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. A gigantic loaf of death. Looking at some of the ideas they had for like monster designs, they are absolutely adorable.
Agreed. I love the sort of more toasty bits of toast, especially with how they like have like the scars over one eye.
Yeah, and in one of the concept arts they show, there's like a pie rhino and stuff.
It's very cute.
To fight a pie rhino.
And the way that the like frowns literally just spin upside down is very cute.
It is. No.
I also love the thumbs ups they give you. I haven't found any calories yet in level 3.
What?
Here's a secret path.
Oh god, no. No, don't do this to me. No. I do not wish to be mauled. No, Fury is mashing up keys on the keyboard.
Oh, hey. That's a fun place to have Panchan. Also a terrible place, but it's a fun place.
Fun one Panchan, but that's about it. Oh, I hate this place. I don't like the river. It's too scary.
Agreed. It's very scary. Oh, frick, I have to do this again? Or, no, I don't have to do it again. Oh, thank goodness. Okay. I have to get across this. Oh, frick, no, frick! Yeah, I'm gonna lose this level. I'm not gonna win this level.
Me neither. Even though the timing
is also weird.
It is. I mean, there are lots of like things that when you played a lot of there are a lot of pitfalls they've fallen into. Though, like I said, they are students. They're learning. This is they're learning stuff. But like the timing of the jumps is a bit difficult, not being able to heal and so on. But even though we may sound a bit down on the game, it is very cute.
Agreed. And I'm definitely like, as much as it's sometimes a little frustrating at times, it is also very charming. And I do feel like I'm capable of continuing on and trying again. Even if I am sometimes annoyed by things.
It looks very adorable.
Agreed.
I mean, if I could own a toast platypus, I would. Though I'm not sure how one cares for a toastapus. Plant a toast.
I will say the one bit where the Stroopwafels are sliding back and forth across these like two towers, getting the crumbs is very annoying.
It is. And
because like
I
found that the best way of like a landing on the next Stroopwafel is like very different from the best way to get the crumbs.
Yeah. There's right. definitely a... usually when you make moving platform puzzles, there's a set rhythm to it. So there's like cycles, and let's say there's an obstacle you need to avoid, then every two cycles is a good chance to do it, for example.
Yeah.
But this game, it seems more random.
Mm.
Though, again, like we said, student work.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Is this end credit scene looping? It must be.
Oh, shoot. I do feel like I have yet to figure out a good way to avoid a few specific bits of damage so far on this level, and so I find it difficult to get through to this like midpoint of the level here with anything more than 45% bread.
Aw, in the ending text there's a little drawn picture of the team. That's cute.
Aw, that's adorable. I can't wait to reach it. Oh, frick. I did not even see that enemy.
Oh, there's an achievement if you watch the credits.
Oh, very nice. Honorary crab fam. Well, I'll be getting there then. Oh. Thank you, Written Smitten. It does look adorbs. Alright.
And hats off to making achievements. That's always
agreed, a nice thing. Yeah. It's a very Platypus. Nice addition.
It is. Platypus fact. They are adorable.
That is indeed a fact about platypuses.
Platypi?
Platypices.
Carcinogenesis.
Yes. I guess that makes this a platiformer.
I'm not going to dignify that with an answer.
You should, though.
Could I?
I don't know, maybe, if you want to. You don't have to.
So this is Pan-chan. I kind of wish when you collected the scattered images in the level, you'd get them here.
Yeah. Like, it's cute that they're there, but it'd be nice to be able to, like, find having, like, interacting with them unlock something.
Yeah, maybe it was planned, but they didn't have time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out if there's any hidden funnies in the starting area, but guess not.
Fair enough. Alright, let's try and go for this item again. I do find it really annoying that if you get hit by, like, the back of those, like, moving spike platforms, where there isn't actually any mold, you still take damage.
Yeah, the moving ones up there, very annoying. Yeah, okay, so when you restart the level, you restart the chroma count, which is also interesting.
Sorry?
So when you restart a level, so you go back to a level, you also have to restart the chroma count, if you know what I mean.
I they do not.
So you don't continue off having collected all the crumbs you have already collected.
Oh, the crumb count. Sorry, yes. I understand that, yeah.
I don't think there was another thing about it. I don't think there was a power in level 3.
That's weird. I'm pretty sure there's an achievement for getting a power in 3.
Did I miss it?
Maybe. I haven't gotten it either yet. Oh, that is a very rude respawn place.
What happens?
Oh, frick. Yeah, I've done pretty good in this level so far. It's like, you know the bit where you first see the like honeycomb-looking things that slam with spikes? And yep. At the end, there's a wizard moldy. Dying at any point in the path takes you right back to the point before that river starts, even though there's like places to rest in between.
Ah, that sucks. The jump maneuvering, and that is also very tight.
Yeah, absolutely agreed. It's frustrating. I've gotten down to 10 from like 90%.
Oh no!
Just by repeated attempts in this path.
I believe in you. Believe in the toast and the crumbs. Awaken your inner Oedipus. No.
Yeah, I keep messing up between, like, I keep thinking, okay, at this point I just need a double jump. This point I need a double jump and a dash. And like sometimes I overshoot, sometimes I undershoot.
It's difficult.
It is very difficult.
Notice you can get away with a bit of maneuverability by just when you do the dash, you can kind of twist a bit in the air, but it doesn't save you from much. It's tough. Need to go with Batman. Which level is your favorite, Evan?
I quite like level 2. But that's probably because I'm frustrated with level 3 at the moment. I find level 2 to be the least frustrating overall.
I think you crashed again.
Yeah.
Oh, mold breaker, you're not supposed to break the mold. That is my TV, or my computer, sorry.
Ah, dang. I should have just gone for skipping that past that one enemy. Taking care of it took away 15% of my mold. Well, it gave me 15% mold.
It took away 15% of my bread. Not your bread.
God dang it. I've lost another 20% of bread there, sadly.
I mentioned that I believe in you.
You have. And, you know, honestly, I really appreciate it. I like having someone's belief. Especially the belief of a friend and very cool gamer like you.
I kind of noticed there was something, like some Easter egg or something in the hub area when you've got all of the abilities, like you mentioned.
That would be very cool.
I mean, there's this flower you can't get into without using a double jump at least, but there's nothing in there.
Yeah. Down to 40% after fighting the two big toasties. Which is sad. I don't know if I have enough to get to the end of the level.
I actually started just ignoring the toasties since you don't get anything from fighting them.
I guess. It's just for me, the thing
there's
is...
a completionist like, aspect.
Yeah, and I do keep like losing a lot, and that's where I respawn, right next to both of them.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd rather not like take the extra hit at that point. I think I will skip the calorie this time, and I'll just try and get it on my second run. You know, focus on getting just the calories instead of getting everything, which is sad. I do prefer trying to get everything.
Like I said, I don't mind backtracking. Metroidvanias are something I really like, but there's a difference between enjoyable backtracking and busy work.
Yeah. Okay, took out that enemy. Okay, we made it to the next point where there should, by all logical standpoints, be a save checkpoint thing. Yes, next logical checkpoint. Okay, I have no idea how to get through this next area because I can only see a small portion of it, so that's sad.
Actually, I came back to the third level looking for the ability, because I didn't find any. There must be one, right?
There's gotta be somewhere, right?
Oh god, the cheese. The cheese.
Alright.
Hello, Edore. Indeed, crunch, crunch. We're getting molded because we're bad at platforming.
No! I died again, just by falling off of a platform.
Oh no.
I'm learning, I made further that time. Platypus milk is believed to contain antibacterial properties.
Oh god, that's cool.
Spaghetti tree. Pizza tree.
No. So, the spiked walls seem to go off very randomly.
Yes.
Is there power up in here? Oh. If you wind up next to the two big toasty guys, there's a secret path you can take to skim a bit.
Yeah, that's what I've been using.
Oh. Then I shall be quiet.
Which does kind of make it a little bit more annoying, since like you need to take that secret pathway every single time you die.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It's fine.
Look where I am. I'm already 50% molded. There's nothing I can... Okay, 40... I'm 40% toast anymore. There's nothing I can do. I'm munching. And I'm hopping.
Hey, made it to the towers with 100%. No, I dashed when I should have attacked.
You zigged when you should have zagged?
Yes.
I'm sad to say that the worst part, at least in my opinion, is yet to come. At least I very much dislike this next part.
I dislike how the toasty guys have, like, hard to tell tells. Like, it's hard to discern when they're going to attack. Yes.
It is. And I'm not sure if they even have a tell, or just, if they just, like...
Yeah, they, like, stop for a second and wind back, but once they wind back, if you're within reach, it's already too late. They haven't attacked when I feel like they should have, and then I go back in for their hit, and they are still there.
No, I'm dead. Yeah, I don't think the third level has a ability.
It doesn't? That's weird.
Yeah. Excuse me. You're very close to the end.
Oh, very nice.
You just need to get past the wall of pain.
Alright, took out that wizard. Okay, 55% at the bit where there's like the big wall in the middle of the river that's, you know, rotating around back and forth. Well, not rotating, but just moving back and forth.
The big wall?
Oh, not really a wall, I guess, but like it's the big, moldy, spiky, floaty thing.
Oh yeah, that's the worst part. I despise that part. I cannot get the timing down.
Yeah, I just, messed up on the timing there and died. And I'm about to die again.
So, it's almost...
God dang it!
I know. That's one of the sections where the timing is... Sorry?
Yep. And I just died again from messing up on the first platform of that section, just since I'm getting frustrated.
Yeah. It looks like... Now, I'm not an expert, but it looks like it's... One of these sections where there's no optimal timing, so to speak. You just have to wait until you get a good chance and then go for it.
Yeah.
Which is not peak design.
Yeah.
Nope, again.
Especially when you're in that area where you can't actually see where everything is moving, and so it's difficult to tell when the optimal path is.
Yeah. And especially when you're not quite sure what parts hurt you and what doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, toast platypus thing, you are expired.
Yep. I do also just dislike the moments where, like, you feel like you've managed to land the thing, but then your toast platypus just kind of stalls out at the edge of the platform.
Yeah. That's a little toast plunge. Yes, where are they? Spread awareness. No mold on waffles. That should be illegal. Though I do believe our mission as a waffle platypus duck thing is to defeat the mold and save the molded things.
Yes.
I'm going to save you, Toast. Hi-ya! Yeah.
It just took 15% damage from the wizard that I was just defeating. But that's fine. Okay. Just barely made it. Frick.
You can do this.
Nope, frick. Dang it. I overshot. Because, like, I wasn't going to make it with the double jump, and so I dashed, but then the dash was too much. I should have just attacked. Maybe. God! It worked with the double jump last time. Why didn't it work with the double jump this time?
Because the platypus's aerodynamics are wonky.
Agreed.
You got this, Aaron. Don't worry. Taketh ein breath and show him why you're frustrated.
Because I'm having trouble with a video game?
Yeah. But you're almost there. I
realized there was going to be a guy. No, I'm right at the end of the level, no! What? How am I stalling with it for a time this long?
It's a dash of happiness. You aren't meant to. Sorry?
I've just been able to stall out in, right above the pool of death there for just forever. Okay, I'll just try to make it into level with only this 5 left I have here.
Easy peasy?
Yes, sure. Okay, I've made it to the end of the pool. Okay.
You did?
I made it to the end without all the crumbs or the calories, but I made it to the end of the level.
That's the important thing. Well done, Aaron. You beat the game.
It's a dash of happiness. You aren't meant to control it. Exactly. Just dash the little dash swoop.
Very much so. He's a little swoop. Look at this plan. Look at this guy. Not a single thought in that brain.
But yeah, I was like the corner of the rotten milk pit of death. And I was just swirling around and hitting the attack button. And I was just like right above it, sometimes going up, but like I was not dying until I stopped holding the attack button, spamming the attack button.
Lovely. Right, I think that'll do us for today. Erin, what did you think of Moldbreaker? Rise of the Loaf.
I think that it could definitely use more polish, but on the whole, it is a cute and fun platformer that manages to oftentimes feature moments of difficulty that, you know, feel difficult without being cheesy, but there are other moments that are brought down a bit because they feel a little impossible.
Yeah.
But also
for a student project. For a student project, it's very cute. It's an interesting concept. They obviously did a lot of work.
Yes.
And I applaud that.
I love the animation and the credits.
It's very cute. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for a little stint into Moldbreaker. And thank you very much for joining. If you want to check this out later, there will be a VOD and a podcast coming up later this week.
Yes.
Today, reading us out for the thing, it's been me, the Jackman, and my lovely co-host, Aaron is frustrated.
Hi!
Check us out on all the social medias. We have a Blue Sky account these days, so check us out there.
The person running it is very cool.
She is. Check us out on X. Go read our things on GameGrin.com. And we'll be streaming more during the week. Thanks for joining.
Game on.